Hi, everybody. This is the All Things That Go Bump in the Night podcast. I am Kelly, and unfortunately, Mouse isn't here today because she is sick. So, everybody send her well wishes. Hopefully, she feels better soon. I'm just going to jump right into it today. I'm going to be doing Christmas legends. So, as many people know, Christmas has many traditions. Most of those traditions are adopted from many other cultures. The Yule log was adopted from Gaelic and Celtic tradition as a means of cleansing oneself of the past year and to welcome the next year. The ashes of the log were used to protect from lightning strikes and evil spirits. Mistletoe was associated with fertility, which is why we kiss under it. Pagans decorated their homes during the winter solstice with evergreen trees as a reminder that spring was coming. I'm sure we all know the story of Santa Claus or Saint Nicholas, but what other legends are out there? We'll start with the most obvious one. Central European folklore speaks of Krampus, a horned half-goat, half-human hybrid. He is said to be an evil twin of sorts to Santa. Where Santa is known for bringing presents to those who are good, Krampus kidnaps and punishes children who misbehave. He was said to have brown or black hair that covered his whole body, cloven hooves, the horns of a goat, fangs, and a long pointed tongue. He is said to carry chains, thought to symbolize the binding of the devil. In pagan tradition, he was said to carry bundles of birch branches that he had occasionally used to swat children. Some variations he carries a sack or a basket on his back to carry children away to either be drowned, eaten, or transported to hell. Jólakötturin is an Icelandic creature that literally translates to Christmas cat. He is tied to the Icelandic tradition in which those who finished all of their work on time received clothes for Christmas. To encourage children to work hard, parents would tell them the story of Jólakötturin. Basically, this giant cat could tell who the lazy children were because they would not have a single new item of clothing and thus would be sacrificed to the cat. There is even a poem written that suggests that children help out the needy so that they too can be protected from Jólakötturin. Germany and Australia have another legend, Frau Perchta. The story of Frau Perchta is thought to have descended from a legendary alpine goddess of nature who tends to the forest most of the year and deals with humans only during Christmas. Frau Perchta is a witch who gives both gifts and punishments, during the 12 days of Christmas, which in Germany, in Austria, is December 25th to January 6th. Mainly, she gives out punishments. If you are sinful, she will rip out your internal organs and replace them with garbage. Another German lore is that of Belznickel, though it has traveled all the way to Pennsylvania here in the U.S. He is a man who wears old tattered clothing made of fur and carries a switch and candy. In the older stories, he would use the switch on misbehaving children. Nowadays, he just uses it to frighten the children. He then gives all of the children, not just the good ones, candy. France has a legend that was certainly used to frighten children, but he was actually based on a real man. Hans Trapp was a rich, greedy man who was excommunicated from the Catholic Church for worshiping Satan. Legend goes that he was exiled into the forest where he preyed upon children disguised as a scarecrow. He was about to eat a boy he had captured when he was struck by lightning. Now, his spirit is said to visit children just before Christmas, still dressed as a scarecrow, scaring children into behaving. Another French legend is that of Père Fouettard, whose name translates to Father Whipper. Pierre Fouettard was a butcher who lured three boys to his butcher shop where he killed, chopped, and salted them. Saint Nicholas resurrected the boys and took the butcher captive. Saint Nicholas gave Pierre Fouettard the job of punishing bad children on Christmas Day. Two more legends that I'm going to go into are also Icelandic legends. Jólasveinar is the Yule Lads. Jólasveinar are 13 trolls, each with their unique name and personalities, and I'm going to read off their personalities from this awesome website that I had found called Transparent Language. So the first of them was called, and I'm so sorry for butchering this, Steklejoster, which basically he is Sheepcoat Claude. He had two wooden legs or peg legs, which may have made him slow to move, but he still found all of the energy to harass sheep that had been brought in for the winter. Old Icelandic houses were linked to the barn so that when the sheep were running in panic, they would be easily heard throughout the house. The second's name was Giljagar, which equals Gillygock. He was described as having gray hair and hiding in gullies, looking for a chance to steal milk. The third brother is Stufur, which means spoon licker. He was abnormally tall and thin as a rake, severely malnourished for his habit of only eating by licking spoons clean. Not just any spoons, mind you, only the long-handled ones used for cooking. The fifth brother was Stufur was the third brother. He was called Stebby. So he was the third lad, and his name suggests that he was very short. He stole pans that had dried food on them and ate the crust. The fourth brother was Verus Lacur, which is spoon licker. He was the abnormally tall one who only licked spoons that were used for cooking. The fifth one, Poteskafil, was the pot scraper. He stole pots to eat what was left in them. The poem by Johannes mentions that he had a habit of tricking children to think someone was at the front door, and when they ran there to see who it was, he stole the pots and ate them clean. Sad to be a child who had wished for a bit more food. The sixth brother, Askalakir, is bull licker. See him there under the bed? That was where you'd find him if you were unlucky enough to have him in the house. He would wait there silently until you put your bowl on the floor. As you can see from the pictures, beds doubled as chairs and putting things on the floor was typical. And he would then reach out from under the bed, steal the bowl, and eat everything that was in it. The seventh brother was Hrdaskalir. He was door slammer. Probably the most annoying. True to his name, he slammed doors, especially during the night. Several times per night, when you had just drifted off to sleep, that's when he would slam the door. The eighth brother, Sky Germer, was Skir Gobbler. You could tell that he had been around if there were finger marks all over the skir. He's often described to be a bit of a messy eater, and with skir, making an awful mess is easy. Just watching some of the videos of Icelandic protests, sooner or later someone flings a skir at either the Parliament House or the police. I'm sorry, I didn't Google to see what that was. I'm assuming it's some kind of food that's popular in Iceland. The ninth brother was Bjugni Kerr, or sausage swiper. He stole sausages. He would hide in the rafts, and at the first chance he got, he would steal your sausages. The tenth brother was Glagagiger, window peeper. He was described as having enormous eyes. Basically, children would know that if they had been seen by him, it did not bode well. Logistically enough, he is the worst thief of the bunch, which means that originally he was probably the best at stealing food for their mother, whose favorite treat. Well, I'll get there. The 11th brother, Gata Pifer, doorway sniffer. He liked to hang around the houses on the outside if someone was making a Icelandic Christmas treat and had forgotten the door open. He also had a very huge nose. The 12th brother was Tet Croker, or Meat Hook. He stole meat in a very curious way. He lowered a hook through the chimney and used it to grab smoked meat that used to be hung from the rafts. It's also how he might have kidnapped children for his mother. The 13th brother was Kurt Nussnicker. He was a candy stealer. In times when candies were still made of fat, he stole them to eat them. So that's basically all about the Yule brothers. The next Icelandic legend that I'll tell you about is that of Grýla. So all of the Yule lads answer to Grýla, their mother. She predates the Yule lads in Icelandic legend as the ogress who kidnaps, cooks, and eats children who don't obey their parents. She only became associated with Christmas in the 17th century when she was assigned to be the mother of the Yule lads. According to legend, Grýla had 3 different husbands and 72 children, all who caused trouble ranging from harmless mischief to murder. They also, funny enough, if you remember Jólakötturinn, the giant Icelandic cat, that was also their cat. They belonged to Grýla. So I know it's a really short episode today, guys. It's been really hectic, you know, preparing for Christmas and everything, and I apologize. Next week, I promise it will be a much better episode, much longer. But yeah, I think that about covers it for this week. I felt bad because I didn't have anything out, so I wanted to do something, you know, quick and easy to put out there for you guys. I hope you all have a wonderful Christmas, and I guess we'll talk to you next week.